Okay.
All right. This conference is being recorded.
Yeah. So I guess I gotta change the preferences to where wait for host. Oh, that's turned off. Continue without host, that's turned on. How do you start recording?
It says recording now.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking about... Okay, it's got our last recording saved. It looks like somebody has to be online to start this. We can't just call in and it starts recording when the host calls in. Might be a setting to do that, but I doubt it. I don't see it. So somebody has to be logged in and hit record. Okay, so
we won't be able to just call in and do it.
No, somebody has to be online to do it.
And that's free conferencing?
Free conferencing.
Okay. And from what I heard, you have a control panel.
Yes.
You can see when people have called in, roughly what area they're from.
Not really. You just see their phone number and their name.
And it gives a name.
Well, actually, the caller ID is not even working.
Right.
But if they sign in through the website, because there's a website code, if they sign in through the website and do it online, then they'll probably give their caller ID name. But if they're doing it through their phone, it doesn't give their name. It just gives their phone number. All right, I'll be right back. We'll see if somebody calls in. You can go talk to your animals a little bit more. I'll be right back in like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm bringing back the obstinate goat to the pen, and the puppies have been released from their duty. There's only so much falling around and untangling I can do. while this rainwater, you still want to drink.
Wow.
I hear you.
What?
What?
What? Did somebody call in?
No, just you.
Just me! Me, myself, and Irene.
Yeah, that'll work.
Alright, so what else do we want to talk about on our stupid podcast? No, I'm just kidding.
On our stupid podcast.
Yeah, I'll change the email address and sign-in information. I'll create one for both of us or for all three of us if David decides to join. But I kind of doubt he will.
Yeah.
So I'll create one for us, and then we can sign in and schedule, you know, whatever. So what do you think? Do you think 3 p.m. every Sunday is a good time, or you think a different time is better?
Sometimes I work on Sunday. So, but yeah, you know, I check with David Iris to see when he's most likely to be available.
Now, like I said, I doubt he's going to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, if we catch him once a month, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay. These dogs are unleashed, they were home, and they're still complaining. You're crazy.
Crazy.
I'm starting to understand why Emily, Patrick's wife, wanted to get rid of so badly.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm starting to understand why Patrick's wife wanted to get rid of him so badly.
Is there whiny butts?
They're whiny butts.
Yeah, well, all puppies are like that.
Yep.
Oh, well, this is the most boring podcast ever.
All right. Kind of when you have to talk.
We got 20 more minutes. What do you want to talk about?
We can discuss fencing.
Fencing. Like as in sword fighting?
As in post hole digging.
Okay.
Yeah. I think you originally designed for 3 yards.
Well, that's not a podcast conversation, but okay.
Well, okay, all right. Well, it is in a way, because, you know, we're discussing, we're hashing out what we're doing on our place.
Right.
And other people are going to want to be doing similar things.
Well, I don't know. How deep is the woods? You think we can get three perimeters out of that?
Yeah, I think we could. I think even if we had a fourth one coming out into the field a little bit, that wouldn't be bad.
Well, no, eventually we'll have a whole bunch of them, but for starters, we're just talking about 2 and 3.
Yeah. And we're not going to rotate the animals at first. We should, but we're not going to, because we're going to be busy putting the outside perimeter first. And, yeah. I can't wait till I get over there. That solves so many problems.
I hear you. No, we almost got the money to get it finished.
Yeah, it's almost done. It's just a matter of me clearing. There's, you know, you don't need to have the fence posts until I actually dig the holes. And as far as that goes, we may have the fence posts on the property.
True.
I saw a hedge that's got a nice straight section on it, probably 20 feet long or longer. You know, the only question is it big enough around to be a corner post?
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, we could probably go buy those then, but, I mean...
Yeah, if we buy the corner post, we know we can go P&L and pick up the cross pieces that we need. So.
Right.
You know, and that's probably the way to work with hedge. You don't cut the tree down. You harvest limbs off of it and straighten up what's left so that it grows straight.
Well, in January, we can go over there and work on that.
There you go.
Collect some rocks. We got a trailer we can pull over there?
Yeah, I need to pull the tires off that one.
Okay.
And if I'd already pulled the wheels off, I could probably be over there at Rick's today or tomorrow. Not today, because he's going to start on Sunday. But tomorrow, I could be over there putting the tires on, wearing out.
That'll work. Let me see what's in the account.
Oh. All right. Nothing to do with the farm.
Oh, you got $2 left.
Really? Ouch.
Yeah.
Glad I filled the tank.
Yeah. Oh, between woods? No. It's all from Woody's.
Oh, it's from Woody's.
No. Hang on. Got
Woods and Woody's.
Yeah, Woods and Woody's.
Yeah, I bought orange juice, and I think one of them I bought at Dollar General. No, I bought orange juice at Woody's because everyplace else was closed.
Yeah, so I pretty much ate up everything.
I'm sorry, I'll try not to get a cold again.
Oh, it's all good. Well, that's your expense account.
Yeah. I'd rather go to buying a scooter or fencing than being...
I hear you. Well, I still got a couple bucks in my account. I got $60 in my account that can go towards the corner posts. They're what, $35 a piece?
I think so. We need five.
Right, so my next paycheck, we should have it. Because I'm not touching the DD&D account. Because that's going to be for the mortgage. That's for the mortgage until once I get January's mortgage paid, then we can see what we have left over in it.
I added one more gate.
That's fine. Yeah, because we need a gate on the inside too. Basically a gate at each corner. We can have that other corner diamond shaped like what's his face Ian's doing. It's just we won't have ours as big.
You wanna do the diamond shape?
Huh?
I can adjust it to make it diamond shape.
Well, we can do whatever, it doesn't matter. But I mean Ian's using 16-foot gates, and we're only going to use, like, what, 12?
Well, yeah, I'd have to adjust my deal because I calculated 16 feet.
Oh, you're going on his measurements. I thought we talked about that.
All right.
Because I was originally going with 10.
And then we expanded to 12.
And he's doing 16.
Right.
So I don't know. I thought we were going to do maybe 12 or 14.
Okay, so, yeah, it might have been 14.
Okay. Because I think 16 is too much. I mean, you was already talking about 10 foot taken away from valuable real estate.
Yeah.
You know, adding another 6 foot would take away even more.
Yeah, it would.
All the way around the perimeter?
You want to create a corridor all the way around.
Well, that was your idea, creating a corridor or a driveway all the way around.
Well, yeah, but you wanted to fence both sides of it.
Yes. So we can actually drive all the way around without having to worry about shooing goats away so we can drive. Or whatever animals we got. We can open... I want to have it designed to be universal, but when we first set it up, it'll be the way you was originally thinking. And then I'd like to build another line around the driveway so that if we need to use it, we ain't got to fight to get the animals out of there.
Right. Okay. So maybe it would be open to the animals at most times, but one side or the other would be completely clear so we could drive.
Yeah, it'll be open to them when we choose for it to be open to them.
Right. Gotcha. Yeah, and I don't really think it'll be too difficult to do your project of building up Earth to make it drivable all the way around. We just need
to take time.
Yeah, just put the culverts through and just keep piling rock and gravel and clay. You know, just keep doing that until it's up to a decent height. And we do the monk thing on the bottom creek. That eventually will turn that whole area into a pond down there.
Right.
And we just stop building it up when it's deep enough. Or we stop raising the monk up when it's deep enough. You know. Yeah, monk. That's a subject. My first encounter of the term monk was reading through, I can't remember his name, Sepp Holzer's material. He's a guy that has a farm in the Swiss Alps, and he does his own form of permaculture. And he makes a very simple monk. Now, if you look up monks, monks can get quite complicated. They have a series of boards and baffles in them that maintain the water level at a certain height in your pond or your lake or whatever. But he makes a very simple monk. It's just a PVC pipe running through the dam, an elbow attached on the inside of the pond, and a straight PVC pipe coming straight up to the surface of the water. And he literally goes out there and adjusts it to make sure that it's nice and straight, that there's a nice even flow. And however tall that pipe is controls how deep your pond gets.
And, right.
And, of course, you're going to want a spillway in case you get more water than will go through that pipe. But, you know, if you do everything right, more than likely you don't have to worry about that because everything will go down the pipe. And he has it. He does a series of ponds. But the water that trickles through one monk dribbles into the next pond. And because it's dribbling down that pipe, it's sucking air in with it. It makes it oxygenated. And that's really good for fish.
Hello, guys.
Hang on.
Hi.
Okay, sorry.
Hello. Who was that?
It was YouTube.
Oh, sorry.
Actually,
I had a caller.
Right, that would have been cool.
That would have been awesome. Yeah, that would have made the conversation lively. Anyway, so he uses monks in order to oxygenate the water and maintain water level in a series of small ponds. And he keeps them, you know, 4 or 5 feet deep. And he, instead of doing one big pond, he does a whole bunch of small ponds, just deep enough that the fish can swim to the bottom and survive the winter. You know. And the other thing about the way he does his monk is when it's time to harvest the fish, he just wraps a bag around the outgoing tube, you know, a large bag, a net basically, and he pulls the elbow off of the inside of the pond. And so all the water drains out, and all the fish go down with the water as well, but they get trapped in the net. And then he selects the ones he wants to keep and sell and eat, and the ones he wants to put back into the pond. So, and he has some theories about that as well that's different than what land management would tell you or fishing game would tell you. He seems to have good success doing what he's doing, whereas fishing game doesn't. So,
right.
Anyway, but that's another story. But so, yeah, that's basically what his monk is. It's just basically a pipe going through the dam at the bottom with an elbow inside the pond and then a straight pipe coming up to the surface. And depending on how much water flow you're depending on, you're concerned about, will determine how big around you can make your pipe. And as you're dealing with small ponds, a 6-inch or 8-inch pipe is probably good enough. You know, you're only talking 5 feet deep. So, you know, even weight it would be up to your shoulders.
Do what?
You could weight it. It'd be up to your shoulders.
All right.
You know, might have to go for a bit of a plunge in order to go pull the elbow out, but you know, whatever.
Whatever.
I just pull up on the tube. That'd do the trick right there. Or tip it sideways. The water was down low enough. Then pull the elbow out. Anyway. So, yeah. We're talking about putting some culverts through our dam at the bottom, and then we'll put elbows on them and have them facing upward, and we'll use that to control the height of our pond. And, of course, we create a spillway for the pond in case we get a bigger rush of water than our monks can handle. But for the most part, the monks should be able to handle everything. And, you know, there's a nice, beautiful area down at the bottom of the land that it looks like it'd be a great swimming hole if we got to hold some water. There's got some big, large rocks that you can sit on and sun in. You have to clear some trees out and such, but, you know, it just looks like it'd be a good kind of place to go relax. And it would be a good source of water for the animals and stuff. So enough of my diatribe.
What?
Yeah, what?
What was the last part?
Yeah. Enough of my diatribe.
Okay.
I forgot why we went down the rabbit hole.
Why the rabbit hole?
Yeah. I mentioned monks.
Monks.
I mentioned monks. Oh, yeah, because we're going to build dams across the stream. We're going to put monks through them. And of course, we don't get the monks. You and I do, but they are going to understand it, so we'll have to explain it.
Right.
So, I have a subject that's completely off subject of the farm. Flat or sphere? I have a friend, or she'll not name, who says the world is flat.
Yeah, the world is flat. What are you talking about?
Yeah. Well, I believe it's round, but unfortunately, for me, that's only a belief. Because while I can point at some strong indication that it's round, I'm not quite capable of proving that it's a sphere. I might have enough knowledge to do it, but I'm not sure. And so I'm going to have to, at some point, take the time to go out and make all the appropriate measurements to make that determination.
Right.
Yeah. And that should be fun.
Fun time.
Undone. Yep.
All right, well, we're about out of time. We're at 29 and a half minutes.
Half an hour?
Well, the other one was already 30 minutes. I cut it in half because I tried to do a call-in and reactivate it.
Ah. Okay.
I've been recording the whole thing with my phone, so that'll be the full version.
Right. So maybe you should put all three versions up and see what they all sound like. One will probably be that music going all the way through it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'll have part one, part two, and then the full version.
Yeah. This is the same one that the Gun Nut podcast uses is free conferencing.
the gun nut?
Yeah, the gun nut people that I have you listen to every once in a while.
Okay.
Right.
I'm not sure
really
who that is.
They're really big on guns.
I'm not sure who that is, but okay.
Supposed to be calling you?
No, I just got an email. in regards to the last conference, it was 36 minutes long.
Woo! Oh, they gave you data already.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep, yep, yep.
Yep, yep.
So I'm not sure how to call back and listen to it, but we'll figure that out next.
Yeah, along with that, we're going to figure out our bumper music and things like that.
Well, we could still try TalkShoe, see if we can figure it out. Go from there. According to the website, it's saving both of my podcasts that I programmed in there, but it's telling me to schedule them. And I tried scheduling them, and it didn't work. So, I tried doing right now. That didn't work. So, let's go ahead and do tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'll be driving.
Oh, my.
Are you going to be available around 3 p.m.?
I assume so, since nobody has hired me. I might get a call later today. After all, there's about an hour's daylight left. They might call me.
All right. According to this, we will have 2 hour duration at starting at 3 p.m., 3 to 5. So I don't know if it'll automatically start recording and we just call in at 3 or what. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe we can schedule them every week ahead of time with TalkShoe, and then if whoever calls in. And if nobody calls in, nobody calls in. And then that way, one of us will call in. So we'll see. We'll play with both of them and see what see what happens. So in 21 hours and 55 minutes and 53 seconds, it'll start. And hopefully it'll record. Because I'll be driving. I won't be able to be here to record it. The phone number, I'll text it to you. All right, I'm going to put this on Facebook. Okay, comma. We are going to be doing another trial podcast tomorrow, 3 p.m. That will be at Location. And darn it.
All right. So I call you and let you know if I'm not available at 3.
Do what?
I call you and let you know if I'm not available at 3.
Hang on. Let me tag everybody. We got myself. David, and David, and Doofus, Roger, Lenny, maybe Lenny will come join us. Who else should I invite to the podcast tomorrow?
That might be interesting to have Lenny on there.
Yeah. I'll put Ron Paul. Ron Paul's on my friends list.
That'd be funny. Welcome to our second podcast. We have no idea what we're doing, but you're a big political figure, and we appreciate you showing up.
Do what? Say that again.
Well, if you showed up on our podcast, it'd be kind of surprising.
Yeah. I'll just say we don't know exactly what we are doing yet, but if you want to join us in the experimental process, you are most welcome.
Did you know Barnes and Bars did a fish heads video back in 1979?
Hang on.
Yeah.
So tomorrow is the 14th. Yeah. December 14th at 3 p.m. Then I'll put the C there. There. Okay, I guess that's it. I'm going to go ahead and shut down this podcast.
Alrighty.
Are you sure you want to drop all callers and disconnect the conference?